He missed his two brothers, little Rickon, bright eyes shining as he begged for a sweet. Rob, his rival and best friend and constant companion. Bran, stubborn and curious, always wanting to follow and join in whatever John and Rob were doing. He missed the girls, too, even Sansa, who never called him anything but my half-brother, since she was old enough to understand what bastard meant. And Arya. He missed her even more than Rob. Skinny little thing that she was, all scraped knees and tangled hair and torn clothes, so fierce and willful. Arya never seemed to fit no more than he had. Yet she could always make John smile. He would give anything to be with her now, to muss up her hair once more, and watch her make a face, to hear her finish a sentence with him. "You broke my wrist, bastard boy!" John lifted his eyes at the sullen voice. Gwen loomed over him, thick of neck and red of face, with three of his friends behind him. He knew Todder, a short, ugly boy with an unpleasant voice. The recruits all called him Toad. The other two were the ones Yoren had brought north with them, John remembered. Rapers, taken down in the fingers. He'd forgotten their names. He hardly ever spoke to them, if he could help it. They were brutes and bullies, without a thimble of honor between them. John stood up. "I'll break the other one for you if you ask nicely." Gwen was 16 and a head taller than John. All four of them were bigger than he was, but they did not scare him. He'd beaten every one of them in the yard,